The death penalty is dead in the state of Nebraska. It is a reliably conservative state, which is why some are reacting to this with disbelief. Fred Knapp of NET News reports.
Nebraska's executed only three prisoners since the 1950s, the last in 1997, and the state currently lacks two of three drugs required by its lethal injection protocol. During Wednesday's debate on overriding Governor Pete Ricketts' veto of repealing the death penalty, State Senator Colby Koash, a repeal supporter, told colleagues no more executions will be carried out.
You cannot fix this. And it will go on. Whether this override is successful, no executions are going to happen. You all know that.
Koash was among 16 Republicans who joined all 13 Democrats and one independent as the one House, officially nonpartisan legislature voted 30-19 to override the governor's veto. Independent State Senator Ernie Chambers has been campaigning against the death penalty for 40 years.
Had not the conservative faction decided that it's time for a change, there's no way that what is happening today would be taking place.
But State Senator Bill Kintner, a Republican death penalty supporter, rejected the idea that conservatives have changed.
Oh, no, they haven't. Republicans have changed in this chamber, but conservatives across the state have not changed.
And State Senator Dave Bloomfield, a Republican death penalty supporter, predicted the state's populist tradition would produce a backlash.
If you choose to override the governor's veto, I'm virtually certain there will be a bill next year to take it to a vote of the people.
Within hours of the vote, State Senator Bo McCoy, a pro-death penalty Republican, announced an organization aimed at putting the question to voters via the initiative petition process. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.